Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland without a selfie stick. Here I am in the centre of Leicester, United Kingdom. So, the county town of Leicestershire, one of the main cities of the East Midlands. So, Leicester, I know, confusingly spelt like Leicester. So, the ancient Romans were here and they built a castrum or camp because all the toponyms with Cester or Chester in them are where the Romans had camps in ancient times. So what's it more famous for in recent times? Well, Shawaddy Waddy, that band of the late 70s, 1980s were here. Used to perform at a local nightclub. Here we are on East Gates. You can see the name of the street. The gate long since demolished. So coming onto Silver Street, you can guess what was created there. The pedestrian area, and over there, Cheapside. Like Cheapside in London, the Corn Exchange was formerly in that direction. And around the corner, the finest site in Leicester, which is Wetherspoons Ale House, purveyor of meals and alcoholic beverages to the needy. Without any recorded music, and the best thing about it, surely, is that the bloke who owns it is a donator to, a donor to, was it the Brexit Party? I jest slightly, he really was. So there you see the clock tower, okay. It's a very flat city. And there was a castle here that was long since demolished, where Richard III stayed. And Richard III, who visited this city just four times in his only 2 years as king. Quite a lot, I suppose. What else? There's a large South Asian community. It's the most Hindu city in the United Kingdom. It's like 20% Hindu. Significant Sikh and Muslim communities as well. There's even a Jain centre. Not plain Jain, but Jain is in that minor Indian religion, that vegan religion. They won't even eat root vegetables, particularly found in Rajasthan. The only Jain centre in the United Kingdom I've ever heard of. I'd like to meet her, actually. So it's a population of over 200,000, and it's divided into three parliamentary constituencies. Now, Leicester North East was astonishingly won by the Conservative Party, gained the only Conservative gain in the July 2024 election. That's because the Labour vote was split. Claudia Webb, the former Labour MP who'd been convicted of harassing a woman who's having an affair with her boyfriend, Claudia Webb stood as an independent. Keith Vaz, the quondam Labour MP for the constituency, he stood under the banner of One Leicester and was thereby automatically expelled from the Labour Party. He's former Minister for Europe, scandal struck because of consorting with rent boys, purchasing Class A drugs, lying, financial skullduggery, and so on. But he polled 8%, Ms. Webb about 12%. So even though the Conservative vote fell, what's her name? Was it Shilani Ravi? She won at the age of 29, the youngest Conservative MP. But Labour's almost certain to get that back. Now, one of the Leicester constituencies, methinks it's Leicester South, was won by independent pro-Palestinian MP, and that is the centre of the Muslim community in Leicester. There's a large mosque there as well. Okay, so what else about Silver Street? There used to be a Royal Opera House here, perhaps surprisingly. Okay, so they think it was based on an old Roman town. Now, what else? So there's an Eastern European community, a few Hungarians, Romanians, Poles. So very few people are white British here. It's a very ethnically diverse city. But that Keith Vaz, who was elected for Leicester East in 1987, he was the first ethnically Indian MP elected since Bhawnagiri died in about 1915, that Parsi. Right, so what else should I tell you? He's famous for Leicester Tigers Rugby Club. Ooh, look at this. All these bridal dresses and Santa Claus. So put some of the Christmas decorations up already, even though it's only the 18th of November. So I like Christmas as much as the next man. I don't like it when it begins in October. I mean, I know we're no longer October, because then I get bored by the time it actually rolls around. To my mind, it's Advent. Christmas begins on the 1st of December and no earlier, because then it's special when it's only going on until Feast of Epiphany on the 6th of January. Right, so there's only one railway station in this rather large city. So there are lots of cycle lanes. So yeah, mostly a Labour-dominated city, notwithstanding that upset Conservative gain in Leicester North East. So who was that famous footballer who's from here? Gary Lineker. I think he played for the town. And did he even captain England in the early 90s? He went off to play in Japan in the early 90s, and now he's a wokester. He was a sports commentator who was suspended from the BBC for his contentious statements. Now, I don't doubt his right to mouth off his views. But if your contract says you must refrain from tendentious utterances, then do so. And if you're unwilling to abide by that contract, then resign from the job. Right, and anyone else is famous from Leicester? Thomas Cook, who was a temperance campaigner, the founder of Package Holidays. His church group went for an outing, and he organised it, that they paid one price, which include the railway ticket and meals, and I think a hotel stay. And then Thomas Cook, the travel agency, was founded. Anything else famous about Leicester? Well, obviously, Bosworth Field is just to the west of the town. Well, on the 22nd of August, 1485, the battle was fought, which is seen to end the Wars of the Roses. I mean, actually, those pretenders claiming to be the Prince of the Tower, Lambert Simnel and Perkin Warbeck, came along over the next few years. So it didn't really end for like up to 10 years, even in the reign of Henry VIII. Henry VIII was still executing distant Yorkist claimants. Okay, so here we come to Leicester Cathedral, which is Church of England, of course, originally Roman Catholic. And behind it is the Guild Hall. A guild is a trade association come trade union, regulating prices, standard of work, what training you need to do, be apprentice for 7 years, usually starting roughly the age of 14, and then at the end of that time produce a masterpiece. For instance, if you're a carpenter, a really good table, and the other master craftsmen say this is good enough, now you're a master of the craft, as in a proper carpenter, or you're a blacksmith, produce whatever piece of metal work, and that is your masterpiece. You're good enough to be a master blacksmith, as in like you're fully qualified, and eventually take on apprentices yourself. Apprentices paid little or nothing. That's why that surname, Prentice. So there's the Guild Hall. Might go in there a little bit later. Okay, so it's actually a fairly small and modest cathedral. There were city walls long since demolished, I should say. And there's the river, a river flows through it. My goodness, I can't even remember it. Is it the Soar, as in S-O-A-R? So it's free to visit, but they do solicit donations. I have, yes, views. Thank you so much. So here we are, and then you see the worship space, very open, very few chairs here. That's the new way to do it. And look, the Church of England always has these lecterns in the shape of an eagle. Now, which gospel writer has the eagle as a symbol? And then various plaques up on the wall, memorial plaques to people who are interred nearby. And of course, this is the tomb of Richard III here. Look at the stained glass windows. Yeah. Oh, and they got it in English, often it was in Latin. And look, you see the urn up high. Okay, so that's a standard of 18th and 19th century funerary monuments. Often the draped urn is in a cloth over it. Even the person was not actually cremated, as though there were ashes in there. And look at this little anti-chapel with lots of Union flags of various British Army regiments who are based here. So a lot of staff hanging around here. Okay, so that is a bit of a whistle-stop tour of the centre of Leicester and the tomb of Richard III. Where is it? He was reinterred with great pomp, if memory serves, in 2013. All right, toodaloo.